Chapter 9. The Dashwood ladies were now comfortably settled at Barton. They were surrounded by beautiful countryside, and Marianne especially loved to go for long walks. One morning, she went out walking with Margaret. It was a clear day, but suddenly, the sky turned dark and cloudy, and a driving rain set full in their faces. There was no nearer shelter than their own house, and they set off running down a steep hill. Marianne was ahead of Margaret, but a false step brought her suddenly to the ground, hurting her foot as she fell. She was seen by a young man with a gun and two dogs, who immediately put down his gun and ran to her assistance. Marianne was scarcely able to stand. The gentleman offered his services and took her up in his arms and carried her down the hill to the cottage. Eleanor and her mother rose up in amazement at their entrance. The young gentleman politely apologized for his intrusion and explained its cause. Mrs. Dashwood was greatly impressed by him. He was graceful and charming, and uncommonly handsome. She thanked him again and again and asked his name. He replied that his name was Willoughby, and that he was staying nearby. He asked Mrs. Dashwood's permission to visit the next day, in order to inquire after Marianne, and Mrs. Dashwood was happy to grant him this honour. Marianne also admired Willoughby. To her he was like a hero from a favourite story. When Sir John came to visit later, she asked if he knew him. "I know him, to be sure. As good a kind of fellow who ever lived, I assure you," replied Sir John. He told them that Willoughby owned an estate in Somerset, and came to Devonshire to visit his elderly relation, Mrs. Smith, who lived at Allenham Court, and whose property Willoughby was due to inherit. "Yes, he is very well worth catching," joked Sir John. "He is a fine fellow indeed. Poor Brandon will be jealous." "My daughters have not been brought up to catch men, Sir John," retorted Mrs. Dashwood. "Men are very safe with us, regardless of whether or not they are rich." Chapter 10. The next day, Willoughby came to visit as promised, and received a warm welcome. When he first arrived, Marianne was shy in his company, but he soon engaged her in conversation, and they speedily discovered that they had a mutual love of music and dancing, and that their taste was startlingly alike. After this, Willoughby came to visit them every day. To inquire after Marianne was at first his excuse, though he quickly found that no excuse was necessary. He was lively, open, and affectionate. He had the ideal qualities to engage Marianne's heart. His society became her most exquisite enjoyment. They read, talked, and sang together. He had considerable musical talent, and a spirit that Edward unfortunately lacked. Before the end of the week, Mrs. Dashwood began to hope and expect their future marriage. There was no longer any talk of Colonel Brandon's partiality for Marianne, although Eleanor perceived that it had not subsided, and she pitied him, especially since Willoughby and Marianne made fun of him for being neither lively nor young. "He is the kind of man whom everybody speaks well of, and nobody cares about," said Willoughby one day. "That is exactly what I think of him," cried Marianne. "You are both being unjust," said Eleanor. "He is a sensible man, who has seen a great deal of the world. He is well-bred, well-informed. He has a thinking mind, and, I believe, an amiable heart." Chapter 11. Marianne and Willoughby were now inseparable. Eleanor could not be surprised about their attachment. She only wished it were less openly shown. But Marianne hated any kind of concealment, and Willoughby thought the same. For Marianne, everything Willoughby did was right, and everything he said was clever. At social gatherings, she scarcely wished to speak to anybody else. Such conduct naturally made them most exceedingly laughed at, but they did not care. For Marianne, this was the season of happiness. Eleanor's happiness was not so great. Now that she was without Edward, she had nobody who could supply her with the companionship she missed. The ladies at Barton Park bored her. Although Mrs. Jennings was an everlasting talker, her conversation was trivial and repetitive. Lady Middleton was more agreeable than her mother, only in being more silent, and although she did not oppose the parties arranged by her husband, she never appeared to receive any enjoyment from them. Of all Eleanor's new acquaintances, Colonel Brandon alone could earn her respect and give her pleasure as a companion. In addition, she felt sympathy for him, since she knew he still had feelings for Marianne, and she also began to suspect that he had been disappointed in love in the past. One evening, they were sitting together at a dance held at Barton Park. Colonel Brandon's eyes were fixed on Marianne for several minutes. Finally, he spoke. "I understand that your sister does not approve of second attachments, or considers them impossible." "It is true. All her opinions are romantic," replied Eleanor. "Though since her own father had two wives, I do not understand it. In a few years, perhaps she will become more reasonable." "Probably," said Colonel Brandon. "Yet there is something amiable in the prejudices of a young mind, and I would be sorry to see her lose her romantic refinements. I speak from experience. I once knew a lady who greatly resembled your sister, but who, from an enforced change, from a series of unfortunate circumstances..." Here he stopped suddenly. He appeared to think he had said too much, and looked grave. Eleanor did not attempt to question him further.